Because the pumping or the pounding of the heart, we call it the heartbeat, initially is like quite loud, quite gross or loud. And you maintain awareness there, don't do anything, just aware. Then it will slowly, slowly slow down. You will come to understand how it slows down. And you have to maintain the awareness there until that pounding of the heart become like your breathing become very subtle.
Yes.
The breathing also will become like very short and very subtle. Then this heartbeat also same. It will become more and more quiet, more and more quiet. Then like very, very subtle, that there is hardly any pounding. And later on it's like you don't have heartbeat. No, you still have heartbeat unless you go into the cessation. The heartbeat is still there, but it's very fine. So that one you need more refined mindfulness to detect. That's why you don't do anything, just silence everything and stay there. The awareness, just stay there. Don't go and follow whatever people tell you. Try to detect sitting, touching, or move to other object of meditation. That one is still thought-based. Don't do anything. Just allow the mind to continue to settle down. Then this mind will enter sati. Enter sati means the mind become mindful on its own, because it is already able to develop the ability to have this higher level of more refined sati or awareness. It can only happen when mind enters sati. Then whatever movement or activity that the awareness is with, it becomes very clear. It's like all this movement later on, they were like magnified because your mind is already in sati. And everything you come to be aware is in sati. That's why your hearing, your seeing, your smell, your taste, your tactile, or whatever movement, even specific phenomenal awareness of your kaya, of your whatever moving object, external moving object, like nature's phenomena, they become like very clear to you. Means your awareness and that phenomena move as one. That's why kaya nupassana become very easy. You suddenly realize your awareness and your bodily activity or movement has become one. So all the movement is like in sati. And that is the stability that you need. So you continue to allow it to settle down, continue to allow the mind to enter sati. When it enters sati, you know, you will come to know, because suddenly after a long time, when you feel like there is nothing already, then you maintain that mindfulness or awareness, you suddenly like can detect the very subtle movement. If you go back to your anapanasati or breathing, that subtle breathing like no more, but when your mind enters sati, it can stay there on. Even that very, very fine movement is enough, because it can stay wherever it is and become sensitive there, and it can be aware. So that stage is very important. When you reach that stage, means your mind has entered sati, then you can, during that time, find out for yourself, experiment with that mind that has entered sati. When you try to like relax or straighten your back, sometimes after a long time of meditation, if those doing sitting, their posture is no longer the backbone straight. So you can like slowly, slowly move it up to make it straight. So during that time, you'll be very surprised. The movement is like enlarged, magnified. Then you realize everything you do is like magnified. Like the mindfulness or sati slow down everything for you to see. Then during that time, a lot of things become very clear to you. even that very short breath or subtle breathing all become very clear, then your heartbeat area, everything become like no more heartbeat. It become very sensitive. Then wherever you move it or locate it, it will detect. Then during that time, you just trust, let things be. Then it will move by itself. It will detecting by itself. And wherever it go, maintain awareness there. Then you realize that one become very sensitive. Then when you experiment with it, you can move it to other part of your body. Then you can feel that vibration inside that. Well, our whole body is actually full of that life force vibration. But when it becomes very fine, your nature will know. Your nature also can detect. Then you will understand what relax is. But during that time, you relax very naturally. Your mind no resistance. It's like you are like mianhua, like very soft and very fine. Then it's like very natural, very natural. Then wherever you locate, that nature will know how to feel, become sensitive and relax into it. Then it's like completely no resistance. Then whatever happened, the awareness will be there to understand. So when you are able to do that, especially when your nature touches any part of your heart area, the byproduct is always gaseous. Then how the gas come out also, you will know, no resistance, or it just come out very naturally and soothingly. So during that time, you will come to understand all this movement more and more, more and more. So this is something for you to understand, so that the next time you do, you continue to relax into it and don't do anything, stay there. Then let whatever happen. Then you will start to understand what I am trying to guide you and explain to you. These stages will happen, and once you can do that, your mind enters a state, you will progress again. You will move into another phase. That time is sati sampajana. So sati sampajana will come. Well, after that, when your mind enters sati, most of the time you are aware, mindful, without thought. That's why your mind become different. Your mind no need to think. The sankhara activity all reduce already because of your initial wisdom. Then as you develop this movement, you go into life, then you start to understand last time how you stir your mind, how you get angry, and how your mind is always outside, how the views, opinion, and the conditioning make you what you are. But when you have the awareness and sensitivity, you will detect many things which is inside. This is Hui Guang Fan Zhao, means you are able to reverse the light and look within. Look within means the mindfulness and the awareness is observing, aware of all these things that actually cause living being to be deluded, and how we function as a human being, how our senses operate, how consciousness upon contact with the sense basis trigger off the respective consciousness or awareness. Then the awareness can see it happening. Then how very fast the mundane mind, through its views, opinion, conditioning, and habitual tendency, introduce the content of consciousness. Now all this, it will happen by itself. And your mind, because it has entered sati, you will see it. You will understand it. Before that, you cannot see, you cannot understand, you are not sensitive. Well, before that, most living beings are heedless. They think a lot, they worry a lot. Their sankhara are very active. Their mind is never quiet, never aware, never mindful, don't have the sensitivity. So this is the cultivation that people cannot understand and develop unless you follow those understanding that I share with you, then maintain awareness, stabilize that awareness until the mind enters sati. So just be patient, relax, maintain awareness, and let all this movement happen. What you need is, after this, your daily mindfulness will also stabilize. Because once your mind enters sati, you will come to know a lot of things that you do is all in sati already. So maintain the continuity of cultivation from former, move on to the daily life cultivation. Daily life is the daily mindfulness. Then from that time, just silence everything, relax, maintain awareness. Then you can see, because that time your mindfulness become different. Then every of your movement or activity is becoming very clear to you. Even the blinking of the eye, you're aware. The turning, the stretching, the whatever movement is like slow down for you to see. Like you can follow all the movement. Yeah. Then whatever you see also is like that awareness and the phenomenal movement is one. Like there is nothing inside that. Just aware. Then you want to know, you want to think, then only the thought come in to perceive and to understand. Otherwise, it's just that specific phenomenal awareness. Then during that time, you can find out, you can experiment with it. Hey, how come it's like that? So strange. It's not strange. It's the part of the way, part of the transformation process. That's how sati actually develop. When the sati develop, you will see things differently. You will have the real silent mind, direct seeing, observation with sati, not with the thought anymore, not with the conscious mind anymore. So this is where the real cultivation will stand out. And it's very different.